name. Oh, Jesus, my healer. Jesus, we will call on you. Body.
When I call your name,
nothing stays the same.
When I call your name,
when I call on your name,
when I call your name,
the atmosphere is shifting.
When I call your name,
I feel your spirit moving.
When I call your name,
nothing stays the same.
When I call your name,
when I call on your name.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
You can see what God have in store. Is there anybody holding on to something? Is there anybody holding on to a situation? But if you let loose and let God have his way, God already have the answer before your question. God is involved in our life. He's already moving on us because God knows our journey. Is there anybody who got a journey today? Is there anybody who got a story to tell what God has done in your life? You didn't think you would make it, but God says, I've got you covered because I know your journey and I know your story. And what I have discovered is within that journey in our life, it is filled with moments of joy. Anybody got joy? Yeah. You should have had joy when you got up, because the scripture said we ought to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Oh, ye land, is there anybody who have joy? He's a great and a mighty and an eternal God. Is there anybody who can say, I've got joy? Even in the midst of my sorrow, even in the midst of my pain, even in the midst of my difficulty, I still got joy. Because this joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and certainly the world can't take it away from me. Are you experiencing the joy that God has for you? Mommy and daddy knew about this joy. Grandma and grandpa knew about this joy. Now, what about you? Is there anybody who can have joy and know that you are baptized, born again, full of the Holy Spirit, believer that can say, I've got joy today. I got more joy. And maybe if you don't have joy, then I dare you to touch somebody and maybe you will get some of that joy. And maybe if you don't feel that you can receive joy, maybe you need to call upon the one who is joy. Is there anybody in the house who knows what I'm talking about? My. Because in this world, We will have moments of joy and challenges and uncertainties. Anybody got challenges? Anybody got any uncertainties? Am I speaking to someone this morning? Because you didn't know how you would make it. I don't know the artist, but I think he said never could have made it. Is there anybody that didn't know they could make it, but you're here? Is there anybody that didn't think they could get here, but you're here? Is there anybody that didn't understand what you're going through, but God says, I've got you covered? That's the God that we serve. Because at times in life, we will all find ourselves standing at a crossroad. Are you at the crossroad yet? Can I suggest to you, if you're not there, one day you will. But you gotta have something that will hold you even in the midst of your trial and your tribulation. You will come across a crossroad unsure of what path to take. Have you ever gotten yourself in a situation that you didn't know what to do? You didn't know what path to take. You even didn't know who to call upon. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their... Somebody's reading that Bible. I'm going to make believers out here even if I have to preach all day. Because God is in the power of his word. And in the power of his word is he moving upon a people who will hear. And if you dare to believe, the Lord can do exceedingly abundantly more than we could ask or think. Is there anybody in the house who wants a dose of what the God, what we have in their spirit that will lift you up, move you to a unique relationship with him? This joy that I have is like what nobody else can do. And what I love is ears through our prayer and seeking the Lord. This can help us center our thoughts and bring peace to our troubled mind. Somebody got a troubled mind. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what your finances look like. Somebody came in with troubled mind. And you've been wondering, how long, Lord? But what I have understood is that the Lord says, not long. When you see the Lord moving prophetically in this generation, you don't even have to ask him how long, because God has an eternity to do what he desired to do in your life. But all we have to do is trust in the Lord. You don't trust in me, and I don't want you to trust in me, but I want you to trust in the Lord. Not with a little heart, but I want you to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Anybody got a heart to trust him? Anybody here ready to serve him? Brothers and sisters, it is our faith that can be a beacon of hope, lighting a path when all seem dark. It is our faith that moves. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for. When we see our faith being activated, we know God is up to something. But you got to let loose and let God have his way, because God ain't going to do nothing when you have the power with your free will to stop him from doing exceedingly abundantly above more than we can ask to do. You've got to let go of what God want to do in your life, because as long as you hold on to what you're doing, God can't do what he want to do. Your faith that stops him is the thing according to your free will that would allow God to move on your behalf or not. Is your faith blocking God today? Because if your faith is blocking God, God ain't gonna move it out the way until you surrender wholeheartedly to him. Is there anybody who knows what I'm talking about? My brothers and sisters, we see all of these things happening, and God is simply saying, I need you to trust me. Go to God first. Not your pastor, not the Pope, not those hoodooers and voodooers, but go to God first. It seemed like we go to everybody first but the Lord. Now I understand why Jesus said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Stop going to other folk, because other folks may not have your business at their best. We need to go to God first, because what I learned about the Lord is that he will always hold your stuff close to his heart. God should be consulted first. And how many times have we faced a difficult situation and we didn't know what to do? Did we go to God first, or did we go to that best friend? You do know your best friend has a best friend. And what you shared in confidence has now been exposed to the public. What you shared that no one should know is now exploding all over the internet, all over YouTube, all over the city, and all over the state. Because now bad news will always spread quicker and faster than good news. But when you got good news, nobody wants your good news, because good news is not their news, it's your news. And when you can use your good news, you do know what the good news is. It's God's gospel and it is God's word. That's the good news. How many times have we gone through situation and we simply went to the wrong person to share that information? And that enemy is always raising a campaign of trouble in our lives. But God can change our situation. My brothers and sisters, we need to go to the Lord first when you don't know what to do. We need to go to the Lord first when you don't know what to do. The one you place your trust in is the one where your faith is. You'll catch that on your way home. The one that you put your trust in is the one where your faith is. My brothers and sisters, God is asking you, do you trust me? Now you know, Sister Matthews, why I say God changed this scripture and changed this message when I got up this morning. He wants to know somebody is asking. He's asking somebody to trust him. Are you trusting him? Or are you trusting other people with your situation? The Lord is saying, tell them, who do you trust? And I'm responding to what God has given me. Because when we face trouble and uncertainty, we can turn to the Lord first, because he is the epitome or the essence of reliability and strength. Because sometimes my strength ain't there. Sometimes the pastor got stuff on his mind. But when you take it to the Lord, he is the epitome, the essence of our strength. And when you turn it over to the Lord says, I've got it under control. Our faith in the Lord, my brothers and sisters, is unwavering, knowing that he will guide us through our most darkest and our most difficult situation. Trusting in the Lord, Yahweh, Adonai, Elohim, Jehovah, trusting in the Lord. When you trust in the Lord, we find support and we find assurance. Because not everybody gonna support you in your stuff. I sat up yesterday and I talked to a preacher. Now I understand why I was sent to that prayer breakfast. Because a pastor came to me and he talked to me for about 30 minutes about some issues that he had in life. And I said, I can sympathize with you because I know your story, because your story is wrapped up in my story. And when you can relate to somebody and give them some support, God is simply saying, I'm using you so that you can help bring somebody out of their personal situation. Is there anybody got a personal situation that you need to be pulled out of? God is great, mighty, and powerful. My brothers and sisters, who do you call upon? And who do you trust? And when we see what God is up to, God is moving us closer to Him. Proverbs